All right, welcome, welcome. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned in to Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
That's right. We want to welcome you to another day, another podcast. And we never want to take for granted just how you would take time to listen, take time, no matter where you're at, whether or not if you're in your car, whether or not if you're driving, no matter what you're doing, for you to take time to listen to this podcast. We're really grateful and appreciative. So we just pray that it will continue to be a blessing to you. We always want to encourage you, go to the website, check out some of our resources on simplifycomplexity.org, and just please continue to write in. A little bit later, we're going to say thank you to some people and for those that are leaving comments. And so if you have any interest or if you want to leave a review, please leave a comment and we'll definitely read your name and those who gave it. And we want to say thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, man. So Keontae, man, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I can't complain. It's
been a okay. Good day so all far. Right. All right. So our topic today, you know, we're going to kind of deal with friendship, but I feel mm-hmm. like we're going to deal with it from a different aspect. And that is, you know, when your spouse is no longer your friend. Now, I'm mm-hmm. just interested. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear, you know, you're no longer friends with your spouse? Like, what's that about?
That just sounds like complacency. It sounds like there's no spark left, no romantic stuff going on, you know?
Okay. Yeah, for me, man, when I first heard it, I thought it felt like an oxymoron.
Uh-huh.
like is that even right. possible? Like, faithful, unfaithful? Like, can you, how does that even work that you're married to somebody and you're not friends with them?
Yeah, it is interesting.
That is totally interesting, but it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of why we wanted to talk about this, because you might have clicked on this episode and you're thinking to yourself, like, I don't like my husband. I don't right. like my wife. And you might have been married 5 years. You might have been married a year. And there's a transition that has happened with inside of your relationship where now you're just maybe sharing a home. And that's mm-hmm. not a healthy place to be. And so we want to talk about, you know, kind of how do you get there? You know, mm-hmm. how do you get to a place to where you lose that friendship connection? We want to talk about kind of how do you get back to where you have that friendship? And please, if you listen to this, you know, don't just think that that's normal. It's not normal for you not to be friends, you know, with your husband or with your wife. As a right. matter of fact, your wife or your husband should be your best friend.
Exactly.
All right, man. So I'll let you jump in. Go ahead.
I would say, I think the most interesting thing about this topic where it says, you know, my spouse isn't my friend anymore, if like, man, I don't like my spouse, is that it's not something that we just kind of wake up and it just happens or whatnot.
Right.
You know, it does actually kind of like just come out of nowhere or whatnot, but it's stuff that's built up to it.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely subtle. It's a process of just displeasure and dislikes and right. almost a lack of communication, right?
Right. And then sometimes when you come to the revelation of that, you like, it's just, it's interesting how that just comes up. It's just like, man, I didn't even know that I was here to this point.
Well, and to me, the sad part is the normality, you know, just accepting that that's supposed to be the norm.
Right. Right.
And so let me ask, you know, have you ever had that process? And I think even no matter married or not, I think the longer you're with somebody, the more that you see their flaws and, mm-hmm. and it's easy to just have a negative overall feeling about that person right. if we're not careful.
For me, I think me along with other marriages, I think that it's something that does happen and it's possible to happen. It did happen to me where me and my wife got into a point where we just, you know, it was just, hey, you go to work, I go to work, you come home, I come home.
Right.
We get up and do it again. You know what I mean?
There it is. I mean, that's a key word. So as you're wondering kind of why, one of those reasons is monotony.
Right.
You know, you just exactly. allow this monotonous process. That's a good point. Keep going.
Yeah. So, you know, we just kept doing that. And, you know, I think the main thing is once you come to a realization of what's happening, of just like this high and by, there's no romanticism going on in your relationship anymore. What do you do with that knowledge? Like, how do you move forward? Yeah. And you know, I think us realizing that and then making the appropriate steps to get back to rekindling that flame and reigniting that flame was the most important part in that little, you know, fog that we were going through. But it definitely happened to us now, and I would say it definitely kind of crept up on us, you know, especially having kids in the mix. That's another story.
Well, you know, so I want to go to that because one of the things I want us to talk about is ways that you lose that friendship connection. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of them where it's so easy, especially as kids are added into a relationship, that the investment, the time, the energy now kind of goes from one another to the kids. Mm-hmm. And right. And you're collectively, that's the interesting part, you're still working together. You know, people have coworkers. I won't put you on blast, but if you're listening to this, I have no doubt you work productively with people that you don't like.
Right.
And we do it all the time. And so it's easy, you know, again, as you said, before you know it, you have this weird feeling, this disconnection with your spouse, but you've been working together for so long. You've kept status quo, especially when it comes to kids. You've kept this time with your kids and you're spending time with them. And then before you know it, boom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just happens. It just kind of creeps up. And that's why it's best to really just try to safeguard that, because I think people that go into marriage and just say that, I know for me, like I looked at a lot of things, a lot of other marriages, and I always say like, oh, that would never be me. You know, even with now raising kids, like before I had kids, there were things I was saying like, oh, I'll never let my kid do that. Or man, I'll never let my kid get out of control like that. And boy, you just have no idea what you get yourself into once you do have a kid or once you do get married. Right. You know, so I think it's a great thing to try to safeguard that from jump, even before you get married. I think that's what a lot of basis for premarital counseling is for, too, to really identify those triggers and stuff like that.
Well, I want you to hold that point because I want us to talk about toward the end, you know, things that we can do to gain it back. And one mm-hmm. of those is safeguarding. But I want to talk about a little bit more reasons why. So do you have any more thoughts or I'll give one. So as we talk about kids and that investment that you're putting into your kids, you're no longer putting into one another. But I think another reason why that you lose that friendship connection is it's similar to the investment, but you're no longer doing friendship things. Mm-hmm. You know, you're no longer, in order to maintain a friendship, you have to do things together. You have to share common interest. And you can go to that monotony to where you're no longer going out with one another. You're no longer laughing with one another. You don't go to the movies. You don't go to the concerts and to the different things.
Right, right. That's true. You know, when you don't do that, you know, you do a lot of these things when you're in that dating stage, you know what I mean? When you're trying to get close to somebody and you're all buddy-buddy, yep. You know what I mean? When you're best friends, and then it's just like, once you put a ring on it, it's just like, well, I got what I needed, so I don't have to go above and beyond, but, you know, that's the wrong way to go.
You know, and that's such a good point, because it's interesting how, in order for us many times to get into a relationship, a friendship has to build. Now, there are times where we can confuse friendship with romanticism, and both play a role. But we always have to remember that friendship is lasting, is more important than, you know, romance. Please, as you listen to this, I can already hear somebody like, what? He's saying that romance isn't important. No, that's not what I said. Romance is important, but your friendship is more important. Mm-hmm. Your friendship mm-hmm. is going to be that glue. And as you just mentioned, a lot of times, you know, when you're meeting somebody, you're building this friendship, you're building this bond. And so you're intentionally doing things where you're going out with one another, you're calling one another, you're texting one another, you're saying, hey, you know, sweet hellos, you know, the little silly emojis, or you send a little silly meme to one another. And those things built this bond. And as you kind of said, you let those things go.
Mm-hmm. I think another thing, too, that comes into the mix of getting to this point is sometimes we allow other people in spaces that they don't need to be in. And what I mean by that is, when I think of the analogy of, like, you know, if you have a rose garden, you have to go outside and actually prune a rose, you know, I mean, for them to stay beautiful, or for them to grow back correctly. So in a sense, you have to cut off to grow. And sometimes we get into places where, you know, I have a spouse, but then I have these, you know, I have these other friends on the side, and now I'm giving more time to my friends than I am giving to my wife.
Right.
You hear it all the time in, like, movies, like, oh, you never hang out with me, or you always with your boys, yep. You know what I mean? So on and so forth. Sometimes we have to understand, like, okay, I'm not saying, like, cut off this person completely, like, you're never talking to them again, but you need to understand that, okay, I need to regulate my time, most of my time needs to go to my spouse, you know what I mean, rather than kicking it with the boys every day, you know what I mean, for X amount of time, and I'm taking that time away from my spouse and my family.
You're doing basically the same thing, you know, that you did with kids, but I think this one is different because it's very clear. Normally, that's not something that's together. You know, where you have your kids, it's something that you're both together investing time. Whereas when it comes to, you know, as you mentioned, friends, that's normally just kind of you doing your own thing and me kind of doing my own thing. So that definitely creates a greater void that is more prevalent in the moment.
And
let's add to that, because as you're talking about that time and that investment, the reasons why you might have lost your friendship connection is because you hustling. You out there hustling and working and trying to make ends meet more than you are trying to make sure that your marriage, you know, continues and meets. And I see that all the time within relationships as I counsel and I encourage people, where it's easy to fall into the trap of life, where you're like, I feel like I'm doing good as a spouse because look, I'm going to work. I'm going to do these things. I'm being responsible. And I don't want to say don't be responsible, but understand that when it comes to priorities, your job is not more important than your spouse. Right. And so if you have to make adjustments, if you working all day, you know, is not healthy for your spouse when you can't make time for them.
Exactly. That's good.
All right. So let's kind of get into some things. What, you know, what can we do to kind of gain that friendship back? So you've lost that friendship. There's a disconnection. So what are some things that you can do? What would you encourage people?
The first thing I would encourage people is to really set a, you have to, you, I said earlier, to regulate your time. And what I mean by regulating your time is set yourself a schedule. You know, you have to really be precise and serious about, you know what I mean? If it's Friday night, I'm blocking out my whole Friday right. night after 5 p.m. I'm turning off my phone and I'm chilling with my wife. You know, you can take it a step further, and Friday nights, that's a date night for us. You know, so I got my mom watching the kids, my phone is off, and we're out after five. And
you know, what comes to my mind, man, as you were talking about that, is it's not like you're gonna fall into it. There's no like, oops, oh man, we have a great friendship. Yeah. And I think we have that mentality where it's like, well, we're married. You know, you're my husband, you're my wife, and so there's this view like, duh, we're friends. No, you still have to cultivate the relationship. And as you're cultivating the relationship, you have to be intentional. And that's the key word I heard from you is, are you intentional?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Did you have any other thoughts, man? Anything else?
I would say another thing to do is when it comes to really just safeguarding your marriage. I mean, that's the key word, really safeguarding, is just adequately preparing for, you know, for times like this.
Yeah.
Because you know that marriage could get to a place like this. So it's great. It's a good thing to safeguard it by being aware of it. You know, I mean, not only just being aware of it, but having, you know, things and measures in place already too. Like, okay, I feel that we're going this way. Let's have an open, you know, communication dialogue about what's happening, and let's, you know, work on getting back to where we need to be, you know. And I think that really deals with a lot of communication. Communication is key.
You got to talk. I mean, how can you be friends with somebody you don't talk to them?
Exactly.
You know, so okay, here you go. If you listen to this, it's really simple. Begin to talk to your husband. Begin to talk to your wife. You, this whole ignoring one another and not talking to one another, that is not going to work. And so you have to begin to communicate and share with them and say the small things. Hey, I love you. Good morning. How are you? Good night. You know, that it's amazing how those things can, those simple things can leave a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And how can you have a healthy relationship if you don't never say hello or good morning?
Exactly. You know, and then when you do that, like I said, it takes it. You start off small like that, and you know, as you continue to build, you know, you get deeper and deeper in the conversation.
Yeah.
Remember, I was having a talk with one of the guys that I work with, and we were talking about like favorite restaurant type things or whatnot, like where do I like to go eat. And I was just asking him, like, you know, what kind of restaurants does your wife like? And you know, to me, this would be something that should be common. amongst husbands, you know where your wife wants to go eat or what her favorite food is, at least.
Right.
And he just had no clue. And that was really interesting to me because I'm like, that's kind of like, you know what I mean? That's like
that's problematic. Like, that's the issue.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? The basis of friendships is like, you know, what's your favorite food? What's your favorite color? Favorite sport team? You know what I mean? You would know these things about the closest of your friends. Yep. And if you can't figure that out about your wife, then that's an indicator right there and a red flag that, you know, something might be up.
So that would be encouragement. So what is something you can do to gain back your friendship is learn one another. I think mm-hmm. it's interesting how over time you can grow apart. Over right. time, you lose interests that you shared in common. And so in order to gain that interest back, you have to be intentional. You have to begin to ask those key questions and say, you know, I want to know the things that you're interested in. I want to know the things that you like. I want to know the things that you dislike. And that's where you have to step out of self. I think we're selfish in nature. And so what do you need to do? And you need to be intentional to ask those key questions and to really do some investigating, right?
Right.
You know, and I know exactly. That's something that, you know, you've done in your marriage. And here's the funny part. We did it when we were courting, or you did it when you were first meeting somebody, right?
Exactly.
And so you're trying to find out, you're asking all these questions to find out what they like, what they don't like. So how is it then you stop doing that?
Right. I think to add on to that, which could be another thing to get back to that place, but it's kind of in the same sense what we're talking about right now, is just being real and transparent, you know, being honest with your mate. A lot of times when it comes to marriages, it might be something that we might be going through and we don't talk to our spouse about it, but we'll talk to somebody else about it. You know, we'll talk to it about the guy that we work with or the
right.
lady that, you know what I mean?
And then that ends up turning into something. So you got to definitely be careful with that.
Right.
And then let's be real. I mean, I think there's a danger place. We have to do a separate podcast because we've talked about social media. But one of the things that I've found with inside social media is there's a lot more conversations. You know, people are using social media more than they use text messaging. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, there's this sense that, well, it's different. Does that make sense? Are you getting that
yeah,
same
yeah,
feeling?
I get what you're saying.
Whereas because yeah. it's because we're talking through IG, then it's not the same as us. You actually having my number. You don't have my number, but they still have yeah. your address. They just have your IG address, and so you guys are still talking. But not to go too far off on a sidetrack, is you're pouring yourself out to somebody that's not your best friend.
Exactly.
And you need to pour out those feelings, even when it's a hard day. And now here's the opposite side of that. Are you listening? Are you even approachable?
Mm-hmm.
Because how can you build a friendship if you don't listen, if you're not approachable, when you never have time or you don't feel like listening? You devalue their opinions. You devalue what they're thinking or what they're feeling. You need to be sympathetic. And so how do you build a friendship yeah. is, do you have sympathy? Do you have the heart to care for one another?
Yes, that's right, man. That's right. And I think a good word that comes to mind just thinking about that is you have to be a safe place for your friend. You know what yep. I mean? That, I mean, and that's,
are they going to get chewed out? Are you going to start arguing exactly. at them? Are you going to say, I told you so? Nobody wants to hear I told you so.
Exactly.
Normally when you see, everybody knows that, you know, so-and-so did wrong. You know, so you don't have to say it when they begin to talk about it and you're working through that issue. So the whole told you so is not helpful in the moment.
Right.
I have one, which is forgiveness. Mm-hmm. There might be something that you're holding against that person. They did something and they could have been dead wrong in that moment. But you continuing to hold that thing and to hold on to ill feelings is not helping to repair your relationship. It's not helping to repair your friendship, but it's causing a greater divide. And let's just take this to friendships and relationships outside of necessarily a marriage. Can you maintain a relationship with somebody that you hold a grudge against?
Right.
You're not going to want to hang out. You know, you're not going to be like, hey, you want to go to do this, you want to go do that, because you don't want to, because there's a grudge. And when somebody's holding a grudge, the other person knows that you're holding a grudge. And, mm-hmm. and so they're going to be like, well, I don't really want to hang out with you because you have this nasty, funky attitude. And so the question is, are you bringing that funky, nasty attitude into your home to where there's this awkwardness, to where a lack of forgiveness is bringing a division with inside of your friendship. So you need right. to ask, you need to say, Lord, help me to forgive my husband. Help me to forgive my wife. And I know they messed up. I know they did wrong. I know it's their fault, you know, but Lord, help me to do my part. Did you have any other thoughts, man?
I just have one more, man. And actually, this is derived from a scripture. In Galatians 6:2, it reads, carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. The key thing in that to me is carrying each other's burden. Quick little story. Back in high school, man, I had two best friends named Otis and David. And it was just three of us together, man. And everywhere we were going, we were with each other. You know what I mean? If people saw us out, you know, just one of us, they would always ask where the other two were, type of thing like that. Unfortunately, in 2011, my friend Otis had just passed away suddenly. But in that time, I think that me and my other friend, David, we became even closer friends, just learning to carry each other's burden within that time. Just that burden of grief and just everything that we were going through, all the emotions and stuff like that. I think it pulled us together to become closer friends than we were when Otis was alive. Okay. That's just my point of just, you know, just really carrying each other's burden through the tough times. You know, there would be times where, you know, a job might be lost, or, you know, you go to the doctor and you don't come back with such good news. You know, what exactly are you doing in that time to be that shoulder for your spouse to lean on, to hold that spouse up? So we just have to be carriers of each other's burdens.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right. Well, if you're listening to this, you got a bunch of things that will help you and bless you. And so we just want to pray for you as we close. Father, I thank you for our listeners. I thank you for this time. I thank you for your word. And I just pray that you'll use this to encourage somebody. There's somebody that is really struggling with inside of their marriage mm-hmm. because their friendship has failed. Their friendship has not been cultivated. And as a result, they're on a path to destruction. And so you can't maintain a healthy relationship and not maintain a friendship with your spouse. So, Father, help them to see how important that is. Help them to stop just going through routines. Help them to stop just acting like that does not matter. They are not co-workers. They are husband and wife. They are one. And when another is hurting, one is hurting. So help mm-hmm. them to understand that and see that. And bring healing right now in the name of Jesus. We love you. We ask all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, God bless you and God keep you. Until next time. Come on, stand up, put your hands up, make some noise. It's a there's no place I'd rather be or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you would love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been too.